This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Well, the publishing giants Random House and Penguin Books have confirmed they're thinking about tying the knot, which could be the first sign of a big shakeup for the entire publishing industry. Here's our senior business correspondent, Bob Moon.
Size may well matter when it comes to competing with the likes of Amazon and other mass marketing giants and the growing threat of e-books sold through self-publishing channels. Ned May is vice president of book industry analyst Outsell. He says publishing houses need to realign their business to stay viable.
They're hoping to really increase in size, get the clout with the authors so that they can compete in this new world.
But not everyone is convinced that scaling up will solve the industry's problems. Michael Norris is an analyst at Simba Information and editor of the trade website Book Publishing Report.
I'm just really kind of struggling with the idea that these two entities will not have the same problems that they have today when they're combined.
Other analysts say publishers have no choice but to streamline, with revenue from the sale of physical books shrinking. And at Forrester Research, analyst James McQuivey thinks the merger discussion between Random House and Penguin is just the start of a new round of consolidation.
This may be the one that we're hearing about, but I have a hunch it's not the only one going on.
For the publishing industry, it's a real-life page-turner. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.